there are some of the issues that we pick up, you know, that we would like to, I mean, on that report, we would like to have them addressed. Maybe we should not start to look at the fact because you might not know some ways to arrange it for that. But the issues that we would like to understand exactly how it works, the structure of the department. The department has a contracting component within the department. And what we pick up is that, for instance, when you have a project, you don't go through the processes as required by the CSSA because you have your in-house. Now, what does that do with the requirements of the Public Finance Management Act in terms of going out to tender? But I'm saying that is contained in the form, not necessarily to what we do. I guess that the members do have the but maybe we will have a way of dealing with the form. When we try to say, this is our report, what is your report, what is the report? But this, that is the main thing. The other thing that we have to invite you is that you have received the particular question, and our is that I'm sure as we spoke the last time, but we chose looking at the third quarter so that we can benchmark what is going to happen moving forward by the department in terms of the activities. We are aware that though we have not picked up the national program, we picked up the expenditure of what we have at the end of the report. But we are aware at the end of the report, by the end of the third quarter, the performance of the also one of those departments that requires a of the third quarter. The department was at the 56%, less than 50%. Now, I'm not sure what you would say. Now, what the question that we have if we are to approve now the budget for the following year, the question is, if the budget that is given to the department is not too much, because the department is not able to spend on what we have. Now, if you give in the department more budget, it means that you're making it making things difficult. You must apply for the all over of the previous budget. Now, so the reason what is appropriating what is couldn't be able to stand the budget of that event. If you were left to stand the way that you assure that the committee has approved the annual performance plan. But the budget itself has not been approved. The budget will be approved on the 12th of June. But when the appropriation will be adopted. But as a committee, we have to also make a recommendation that we think that this department will have the capacity to spend on this budget. So that is, that's why we invited you to come and share with us. Whether you think that the current budget, including the previous budget, you want to be able to do maybe I should invite your comments.
Thank you, Chair. For receiving us, you should probably be not for it.
I know that this committee will be small with too many, we need aircon, but also the aircon is going to compete with the aircon in terms of the way to do it. Sorry to go into the next question. I don't know
whether I would like to change it on or not. Chair, good morning, committee members. Thanks for the invitation. The first apology I make, Chair, is that our team is split by things beyond our control. The clash with the portfolio committee that wanted an update on the acid mine drainage problem in the Rift. I know, Chair, on the budget vote day, I shared that with you and the other committee chair with the hope of either having them postpone theirs, but it's not been possible. So what we've done is to split our team. Some of us are there as we speak. Nonetheless, I think we've got a good representation here to answer to the things you've invited us for, both in terms of our own staff in the main and the water trading entity, but also TCTA is represented here as requested. And what I would seek to do is just for our members who are here, Chair, to with your permission, introduce themselves so that you have a clear picture of who you will be dealing with and answering what, and start with you and then this one. I'm Maxwell Kikenya, the Director General of Justice, and then go right across.
Good morning, I'm
Rachel Kikenya,
the
Chief Support
of the Support.
The CFO. It's a bit louder. There are no microphones here. Please,
Claire. Good morning, members. I'm Thabiso Mfunda, the CFO.
Morning. My name is Vincent. I'm Parliament Support in the Office of the DG.
Good morning. I'm
Brandon.
I'm protecting the infrastructure manager.
We will call protecting CFO for the region.
Speak a bit louder, please.
Faisal Ismail, Water Trading Entity, Acting CFO.
For the water trading?
Yes. That's the, yes.
Good morning, I'm Moshiko Makana, Chief Director in the
Good morning, my name is James Doro. We're still important to know.
Yes.
I'm not taking it back.
There was no cool chair. Yeah, thank you, Chair. Just since you last met, Chair, you reflected on a number of engagements with the department, some unfortunately unpleasant. I did accept responsibility for things was done that will, in continuous engagement, will try to improve both in terms of what went wrong in the past, the reports you needed to have relating to the project specified. I'm assured by the gentleman here's parental support that part was done and it's been sent to yourself. You've also outlined what you seek us to discuss today. The presentation will be done. The CFO for the main trading account, Mr. Ndabiseng Fundakubi, will lead that part. She will be joined by the water trading entity component. As we know, there's the main account, there's the water trading entity, Faisal Ismail there, who looks after the water trading entity. If you look at the AG's report last year, there was also the recommendation that the complexity of that department, the trading components, which have also contributed a lot to the negative AG's report, perhaps it would assist to split those two activities. And the water trading entity is composing also the infrastructure plus the TCTA is in that domain. You will recall years ago there was thought of having an agency. There's no agency, but as business activities grouped together. So all these things are here. Dabsen will start the presentation, and Faisal will be joined, will follow, and then Zandile Ndlovu on the infrastructure is all. Sorry. Zandile Mate, I'm sorry. I'm not sure what I'm saying. Ndlovu is. they work when together. I'm not.
Okay.
Thanks. Maybe let me stop just there and hand over to Funda Cook before I sort of match people unintentionally. Okay,
sir.
You
want to put it?
No,
we
can.
Okay.
We can have
a GP.
It's not going to happen.
Okay, thanks, Chair. Yeah.
Thank you, Chairperson. I've listened carefully from your introduction and the presentation, the manner that we have packaged. We try to package everything that has been raised before. The request from the members was whether there is capacity to effectively spend the budget that would be allocated for 12 and 13, and how the budget will be spent given the outcomes of the AG for 2010 and 11, and the role of TCTA. But in addition to that, we then go further from the deliberations that we had, and we did the expenditure analysis for 10 and 11 for the end of the March 2011. And we also did the audit matters, the remedial action on how are we intervening on the audit that has been identified. There was also an issue on the supply chain, on what do we do with the supply chain. We also made a presentation around that. And the readiness in terms of the AFF annual financial statements for 11 and 12, the current under review. And then we give you the overview in terms of the budget allocation for the 12 and 13, and how is the capacity going to be put in place to spend the budget allocation so that the members can freely and confidently recommend the budget. And the last part of our presentation will be the role of the TCTA. Moving forward, Chairperson, in terms of year end, we spent our budget at 91% with a variance of 9%. I am going to elaborate on what constituted the underspending of the 9% and what was the reason for not being able to spend the budget. In terms of our GoPay program, program one, we spent the amount of 89%. I'm not sure, Teresa, I need to move.
Yeah.
For the administration, which is program one, we spent the 89%. For program two, we were sitting at 60%. Program three, which is the water infrastructure management, we spent 100%. Regional implementation and support is 93%. I know there's a question about 100%. It's actually 99.9. So to round it off, it becomes 100%. I'm referring to per program, water infrastructure management. You will see, Chairperson, there is a variance of 943. So to round it off, we make it 100%. Water sector regulation, we sit at 81%, and International Water Corporation at 80%, which gives us the overall of 91%. In terms of per economic classification, our compensation of employees, which is our salaries, we only spend 84%, and the goods and services, we spend 89%. We notice that with goods and services, it's also linked to the capacity of the department, because if we don't have fully-fledged capacity in terms of the human resource, the goods and services as well, the expenditure will be slowed down because it's interlinked. Interest on rent and land, we're sitting at 94%, and capital or financial assets, we're sitting at 100%. Transfers, that is related to the transfers to municipalities and other entities, we're sitting at 99%. And payment of capital assets, we're sitting at 85%. Chairperson, reason for being not able to spend our budget, though the department has spent 91%, the remaining 9%, which is made out of 784 million, the reason for not being able to spend is due to the unfilled vacant posts, especially on the OSD post, that is very difficult to attract the suitable candidates for the OSD. That amount represents 21% of the 9% that is unspent, which makes 169. The other big amount that we could not spend as a department is an amount of 250 that was allocated for the AMG. There was a delay in terms of the process of the AMG due to a need that had to be followed for a detailed design concept of infrastructure and to do thorough due diligence assessment. And that process itself took longer than what was anticipated, and which has resulted to a delay of the bid process to award the tender for that process. The other amount that is contributed to the 784 is an amount of 209, which is related to the water services project, mainly Nandoni Pipeline, Susuwe, and Inyaga, some of them. The approval for the service providers to undertake the services took longer than it was anticipated. There was a decision taken by the Departmental Bid Adjudication Committee to appoint various service providers in order to accelerate the process of to ensure that water is delivered to the communities. However, that process was then delayed, and as such, some of the projects could not kick off as it was anticipated. It was the adjudication committee process where we award the tenders. I was referring to Nandoni, Susuwe, and Inyaga, and my colleague will also help me on that in detail. Chairperson, during the process of the payment, it was unfortunately that there was a payment that was going for, that was supposed to be processed for the Mose Bulk water supply. Instead of the the person who passed the transaction, instead of capturing 20 million, he captured 200 million. So fortunately, we managed to pick up the mistake. We then retract, we recall the payment. And as such, it had a huge impact on the expenditure, because the 20 million could not go through. We recalled the payment, and then by the time we ought to re-transact, it was too late to transact. And as such, that amount could not go through. So it had an impact on the 784 of the understanding. There was also a number.
As you were saying, the understanding might have reflected a 784 because it included the 200,000.
It included the 20 million, because what should have been processed was 20 million, but instead it was captured as 200 million. And then we retract the payment of the 200 million. And if the 20 million could have been processed correctly, the 784 would have been reduced by 20 million. Then the other impact on the underspending was an amount of the amount that was supposed to be transferred to Bushbuck Rich Water Board of 18 million. But due to the state of affairs of the Bushbuck, we could not transfer the funds. But however, there was a negotiations between the department and the Bushbuck, and eventually it was resolved that the money should be transferred, because it's the money it will serve to refurbish the infrastructure of the water board. So we could not transfer the money in due time before the end of the financial year. So it also had an impact in terms of the underspending. The last impact on the underspending, we had budgeted for the BPR, as we are all aware that the minister appointed the Business Process Review Committee to look at the departmental state of affairs, and the committee was only appointed in June, which was already in the middle of the financial year. However, how we make payments to the committee is due to the work that has been done. So there is an amount of 34 million that could have not been spent, because no work has been done as yet for them to process the claims, because expenditure is driven by claims that has been submitted. So that has also had an impact in terms of the understanding. Then the next part, we will deal with the issue of the audit outcome. Going back to 8 and 9, we had a no qualification. 9 and 10, we regressed to a qualification. 10 and 11, we maintain the status of qualification. 11 and 12, I'm not going to talk about. It is still under review, but we may not maintain, but we cannot say anything. I'm going then talk about 10 and 11 qualification. We had qualification in relation to the assets, and the assets was more on inadequate management over accelerated community infrastructure projects. Also, regional bulk infrastructure program assets that were not in the asset register. I'll further illustrate how we have overcome the qualification. Working for water assets were also part of the qualification, and inadequate recording of the IT equipment that is related to the software. The second qualification was the revenue on Rodeplas Training Center. As a department, we have the Rodeplas Center where we undertake activities, and some of the of public sector institutions do hire the center, and we do generate the income out of that. Unfortunately, as a department, we did not surrender the fund to the National Revenue Fund, and that was what has caused the qualification. It was an amount of 23 million, which was then material enough to be a qualification. And the next qualification was related to goods and services, inadequate management over payments to implementing agents. That is related to working for water. It was related to the program of working for water, and also payments on leases that were not splitted between capital and interest. As a result of journals that were not processed on time, then we could not be able to split between the capital and interest. But I'll also indicate how we have resolved the matter. The next qualification was on commitments, which was incompleteness of the commitments. Our commitments were seen to be overstated. We also have come with the plans on how to resolve the situation. Irregular expenditure due to lack of systems that has resulted to contravention of delegated approvals, as well as non-compliance to SCM laws and regulations. And the last qualification was related to the fruitless and wasteful expenditure that was related to the VAT that were charged by the companies that were non-VAT vendors but claimed to be vendors. And because as a department we paid them that VAT, whereas they were not qualified to pay, then it became the fruitless expenditure. We then developed the remedial action so that we move forward with the 11 and 12 financial year. For the movable capital assets, one of the reasons that has made a qualification, it was because there was no standard memorandum of understanding was signed between the department and the municipalities. We have since developed uniform memorandum of understanding across the department. The assets which were not recorded in the department's asset register, we have registered those assets because we went back to the core and the root cause and the principle. Because the assets will be capitalized in our books until they are transferred, until they are completed in terms of the project. So all the assets related to original bulk are now in our books until they are transferred. Working for water assets, however, we have transferred them to Department of Environmental Assets. We transferred them with complete asset register that they would have received, then it will be accounted in their books. What we also do in order to ensure that we have proper asset register and proper accounting in our assets, we do conduct spot checks on a quarterly basis as well as annual asset verification. With regard to the second qualification, that is revenue on the Rodeplas Training Center, we have since surrendered the money to National Revenue Fund until the principle is being agreed on how to deal with the money once we have generated it. With regard to commitments, we have embarked on monthly reconciliation between the system, between the financial systems, that is Logis and BAS, and so that what has been committed we then cleared off from once we expense. We also have provided training to the regions. However, this is a continuous training that we have embarked on. One of the issues that is also contributes to the issue of the commitment is the contract management issue. We are improving on our contract management processes. The irregular expenditure, we have strengthened the compliance in terms of SCM processes. Should an official be found to have transgressed, there are actions that are taken against the transgressor. In addition to the qualification, we also looked at the matters that were raised as the matters of emphasis. With regard to the financial and performance management, we have established the control unit that will improve document management so that whoever is looking for the document will be in the position without being a limitation of scope. The misclassification of expenditure, which has caused the qualification on the goods and services as well, we are doing, as I've indicated, training to the regions. But what we are doing is to do the skills audit in terms of the finance officials. And on a monthly basis, we have introduced the trial balance meeting, where we identify any misclassification, then we then correct immediately once it has been identified. In terms of the accruals, we have strengthened the monthly reporting so that for any accruals that would incurred, we'll be able to report them fully without understating the amount. The fruitless expenditure, as I've indicated, those companies, service providers that have record claim that they were not supposed to be claiming, we have recovered the money from those service providers, and we also inform some in terms of the transgressors. The leases is related to the split between the capital and interest. We do monthly reconciliation in terms of the leases. And in terms of the budgeting, we went back to identify what was the cause. We have since met with National Treasury and outlined the process that needs to be undertaken. We are now budgeting correctly between the capital and the interest. In terms of the supply chain, as I have indicated, we have identified five key areas that have the impact in terms of our procurement system. One of them is the deviation from the procurement processes and the irregular expenditure. I've talked about that. And also the increased number of variation orders, lack of control in terms of the implementing agents. I've also elaborated on that, and the inadequacy of the supplier database. Thank you, Chair. In terms of the deviation, no, I'm not.
Okay, where are we now?
Okay. While Vincent is trying to connect, I'll continue with the presentation, members. My apology for that.
I don't know what we do.
The deviation from normal procurement processes that has been caused by the lack of proper planning by project managers, which leads to projects being agently outsourced through the deviation and not following the normal procurement processes. We are working on the deficiency on that, and we are promising to improve in terms of that. The deviation from normal procurement, I think I have talked about that. The irregular, I have mentioned the issue of the irregular, but what we have identified as a major was the lack of contract management in the department, as well as the project management skills. The VO, the variation orders, it mainly goes back to the issue of the poor planning and bypassing the procurement process. Challenges to that contribute through the structure and the capacity at head office as well as the regions, but we are working on that together with the business review process committee. And in terms of the contract management, we were unable to procure any system, but we have since clarified the issue with the National Treasury that we can be in the position to procure systems that is related to contract management as well as the suppliers database. Any systems that we cannot be able to procure, systems that are related to financial systems due to the integrated financial system process that National Treasury is busy with. I have indicated that we do have interventions that we put in place in order to overcome the challenges that we have identified on the procurement process. We do do awareness through circulars throughout the department. Training is taking place from all levels, from chief user clerks up to senior management, and we make sure that we do we avoid using sundry payments, and we have strengthened the controls in terms of using order payments in the department. As I've indicated, training is throughout the senior level, senior management of the department. And moreover, we have established the Financial Misconduct Board, where we would be able to take actions, drastical actions against transgressors of the processes. Where we are in terms of the annual financial statements, we have established the project team, which is consistent of members from internal audit that will do proper verification of reconciliation, as well as we have annual financial statement. National Treasury. Okay. All right. Okay, this is the process in terms of the action that we have put. We have set dates in terms of how to reach the deadlines. The financial statements is now being submitted to internal audit for verification. We'll be presenting the financial statements to audit committee on the 29th and be signed off by the DG on the 30th and be ready for submission to National Treasury. Budget allocation for 12-13.
Yes.
The first graph indicates the increase and decrease in comparison between the 11 and 12 and 12 and 13. For administration, we had an increase. For program 2, water sector management, we had a decrease of 14%. For program 3, we also had a decrease of 13%. Program 4, we had a decrease of 13%. And program 5, we had an increase of 2%. And program 6, which is International Water Corporation, we had.
So actually, the question that may arise, if you say 14%, roughly, I think we should say how much.
Yes, Chair, the next slide is indicating in terms of the figures. The next slide is indicating in terms of the figures of the previous financial year and the 12-13 as well as the indicative figures for 13 and 14 going forward. For program 1 for this year, we have an allocation of 883 million versus 869 that we had last year. For program 2, we have an allocation of 618 million versus 882. That's where the 14% decrease is being indicated. For program 3, we have an allocation of 2.2 billion versus 2.3 billion that we had last year. For regional implementation and support, we have the budget of 4.8 billion versus 4.7 billion. And water sector regulation, we have the budget of 114 million and the small portion of the branch program 6, we have 25 million. In total, it gives us a budget of 8.8 billion. In terms of current cut payments, which includes compensation of employees and goods and services, we have the budget of 2.6 billion and transfers to municipalities and to other entities reflects 2.9 billion and payment for capital assets that is related to water services projects, we have the amount of 3.2 billion which gives us the total of 8.8 billion. This is the pie, how we share amongst ourselves. The regional implementation takes a piece of 56%, followed by program 3 with 26% and administration with 9% and water sector management with 8% and so forth. I've already indicated in terms of the decrease and increase of the project, and that the question of how, what the capacity to spend the budget, how is it that we are going to do differently to ensure that the budget is spent accordingly. We have appointed the budget analysts that are linked to each program manager, which on a monthly basis will be sitting. We have appointed budget analysts that are linked to the program itself. So each program manager is assigned with a budget analyst that on a monthly basis will be sitting together to monitor the expenditure trend, and that will also fit in to the budget committee that we have established that will be sitting on a quarterly basis. And the budget committee also is linked to to the CAPEX committee that it's been also been established, that has already had the first meeting. We also have introduced the concept of demand management plan, so that every budget that is allocated according to the plans that has been developed from each branch. We have a consolidated demand plan for the department, and we endeavor to improve on contract management as well as project management capabilities. That will be the end of the presentation in terms of the budget. I'll then hand over to my colleague to deal with the role of the TCPA.
Okay, while where your talk, with your permission, they'll try just one more time to make the electronic component work while there's transition. Not with by the TCTA, it includes, the TCTA is part of that component. You've got the water trading entity for the trading activities. So. Yes.
I'm no longer going to put the question, I'm going to put the question.
Okay.
But you can comment whether you want us to deal with what is already
Let's put it in there. Yeah, let's connect this one, please.
I think this is a very critical slide before I talk about TCTA, and it's not in your pack. We just thought about it now. How do we bring them in so that you then have a true picture of how TCTA is related to what, yeah. And then I'll allow CFO maybe to say, it's just one slide.
Thank you very much. I think it's important to look at that. What Ntabi Seng was illustrating, just for perspective, is the funding that we get overall from National Treasury, the allocation. In addition to that, we have a trading account as well, where we have trading operations, and I think it's important to reflect the one, the nature of the trading income, and secondly also the magnitude thereof.
Mm.
And this slide demonstrates that. So in essence, going forward in 20...
We're
no, that's
going
to come.
We're
I'm just talking about the one. Just to, early on when we introduced ourselves, I could see that you frowned somewhat in terms of CFO for the two. So we're just trying to put things into perspective. And what I was saying is that for the 2012-13 financial year, just to give you some idea of the trading activities that we have, in addition to the funding that comes from the fiscal, of which next year will be 1.7 billion, some 6.9 billion comprised of a number of different income streams will come into the trading account as well. One, we've got water-related sales, which is the charges that we have for conveyancing of water, both for the TCTA charges, which Zandi is going to talk a little bit more about, plus the sales that we generate for operations and maintenance costs, the 2.3 billion there, and the 3.7 billion reflected there as TCTA revenue. Then we've got something classed as other income, which is the construction income, because we do have, as you've rightly mentioned, that there is an in-house construction operation which provides services both in-house and also provides services to the main account and others outside. And the revenue that they generate is 446 million projected for next year. We've also got, in addition to that, we've got proto CMAs, and the proto CMAs is 484 million. That's basically being run out of the region, and it falls under our DDG region's ambit of control, some of the operations around that, of which there's two components. We have a water-related sales component, which is charges that we levy on our users, amounting to some 330 million, and there's also a contribution that comes from the fiscus in the order of 154 million. We just put that slide up just for some perspective. So in essence, within the trading operations, we manage some 8.6 billion on behalf of the water affairs.
I think that the slide is like we don't have here. To me, it's a typical slide.
Okay, I will make a copy, Chairperson. Zomo, please bring your memory stick.
I think that's all we have to ask also when you engage.
Thanks.
Thank you very much.
I can take over from here and Zodo, you will assist with the TCTA side. So I think in a nutshell, when you talk about 100% expenditure on infrastructure in relation to WTE, you're only talking about the one point, about the last financial year it was 2 billion in an asset. But it's not only 2 billion that we're managing, because part of the revenue that we're collecting, it has to be plowed back to our infrastructure for operations and maintenance. So we also have that portion of the WCE that may not at the moment be related to the appropriation, but when you look at the E&E, you then see that particular part of the WCE, which I think we haven't been coming very strong with. Hence, you have not been able to see the real picture on how WCE relates to TCTA. And out of the 8.6 billion, 3.7 billion is transferred to TCTA on an annual basis. We actually make a transfer on average, Zoda, is about 250 million per month to TCTA. TCTA being a special purpose vehicle of the department that is assisting us to source debt from the capital market. It is not that money is not going to TCTA, but it is for TCTA operations and servicing the loan, the loans that would have been taken by them to build the infrastructure. Then I will allow Uzoda then to continue on exactly what is the role of TCTA. Yes.
Yes.
No, no, no. The total income is revenue. Revenue is what we billing our users, the water users of South Africa. It's 6.9 billion.
Yeah.
But then water affairs, because we are not breaking even, because we're not making enough money for us to run our operations, then water affairs assist us with that balance, which then makes it 8.6 billion.
Oh,
yay.
That's right.
Yeah. 100%. But part of that 6.9 again, 3.7 goes to TCPA.
I think
No, no, thanks. Because I think then you are able with this light to put TCPA into context, how it links with WPA. Okay, thanks.
Okay. Thank you very much,
Dr.
Just as a background,
you're not going to talk.
We focus on sourcing the funds from the market in order to implement the infrastructure that we got to be directed by the department, and also we project manage the infrastructure implementation. Thereafter, we manage the debt, you know, for the duration of 20 years. So that is really the essence of TCTA's business. And the rationale behind an entity like TCTA being the an SOE that is established in terms of the Schedule 2 of the PFMA, it's because it's got the ability to borrow from the market, and you know, much as the borrowing is also supported by the government support through the implicit guarantee, but it's also another way of looking at you know, sourcing the appropriate skill within an entity, other than being, you know, directly from the government, you know, being a government department, because it's not easy to also attract certain specialized skills into government departments necessarily. And also the borrowing, you know, in the commercial market is done by National Treasury in some cases. There's no department that goes to the market and borrows. You have to be an SOE for you to access the capital market. So that's the difference here. So it's a very small agency in terms of the numbers. We are about 300. It is an SOE established in terms of a PFMA. Yes, we are Schedule 2. This is why we have that ability to borrow from the market. What is also important, the Chairperson, other than, you know, talking about the revised notice of establishment, you would recall also in the background, which is not here, it was established for the purposes of the Lesotho Water Highlands project in the early 1984, to be exact, 26 years this year. So, you know, when we demonstrated the capability of refinancing, and then when the opportunity for backwater projects to be implemented, and where it was also identified at that time, I think it was 1997, that, you know, the user principle shall pay. You know, the user should be able to pay for the infrastructure. That's where TCTA was also positioned, you know, to implement the backwater project. So that was the second project after the treaty function of the LHA. Of the Lesotho Water Highlands project, and thereafter so many projects came through. But what is important to note, TCTA does not undertake any other function on its own. It receives the directive from the Department of Water Affairs for us to implement the project, and that directive it starts with the planning directorate of the department, where they will do all the technical feasibility and also the socio-economic feasibility, you know, at a high level, to establish whether this project can be implemented by the department, or it's a project that can be a candidate to source funding from the market, because the end user may be able to repay for the debt. So that is really the essence of TCTA. Now, do you want to?
I just want to add something. I think, Chairperson, what is important to mention is that value proposition that says that if the department wants to give, and I'm giving examples to concretize all of this, if Eskom needs water and the department is supposed to provide water, and you find that at that point in time there's no budget availability to build that source, the department will then say, we can do this off balance sheet, commercially. So then that's when we get a directive to build that source for Eskom, off the budget.
Yes.
No, Chairperson, it's every project that is commercially based that may not be provided for in the budget of the department.
Mm-hmm.
And the department will therefore direct TCTA to raise the money from the market, build the source, and supply water to Eskom.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the essence of it is that we have set ourselves up as an institution to mirror a bank, for example, to mirror a construction business, so that we manage the risk in such a way that we look attractive to funders. Okay? So that funders can, when they look at us and how we structure this project, get comfort that they can avail their money to build that source. So all of our projects, you look at them and say, but where's the balance sheet? The projects are designed in such a way that they can fund themselves and they can pay for themselves. So when the project is done, when the debt has been retired, it's then taken back to the department. So I just wanted to emphasize that point, Chair, because I know it will come. And the question will be, where's your balance sheet and how do you finance yourself?
Mm. Okay.
No, we're
going
to talk about that.
Okay. Okay. Now, the next point that we also wanted... Yeah, but I think it's the, you know, the user pay principle, that's really what it is. You know, where the user can afford to pay, TCTA will be directed to implement that particular project. In, you know, that's the essence of the model. But coming to the governance arrangement, as I've indicated earlier on, that we do get we get directives from the Department of Water Affairs. Now, what needs to then happen, they have to be part of our structure throughout the implementation of the project, and also, you know, to provide some oversight. If you look at your right, left hand, which is your left for everyone, just I will just zoom into the second line there, where we talk about the project committee. The project committee essentially is monitoring the implementation of the project, and you'll see that the composition. In this case, if, for instance, we are implementing the project for Eskom, you would find that in the project committee, it consists of the dual officials. In this case, it would be the water trading entity, the engineer, who is allocated to this particular project, as well as the Eskom, which is part of that project, and TCTA. So they form part of that committee, which then that committee reports to the executive manager within TCTA. But what is important to note is that it's monitoring the implementation of the project, both from the funding as well as from the, you know, the progress, the physical infrastructure layout. Then we have the internal committee, which is the executive committee of TCTA. From the executive committee of TCTA reports to the board of TCTA, and within the board we have various subcommittees, one of which is a technical committee of the board. Again, the very same engineer who sits on the project committee will sit on the technical committee of the board to, again, provide that oversight, because at the end of the day, this is a project of the department, it's not TCTA's project. One of the committees also, which is not mentioned here, amongst other committees we have an ALCO committee, which is an asset and liability management committee. Essentially, it's a finance committee, if you like to put it that way. In that committee, National Treasury is represented in the ALCO committee, because again, as we are a PFMA Schedule 2, they need to monitor TCTA from the funding perspective. So we have another committee. You'll also see below that there's another block which talks about the dispute resolution. Again, if there's dispute, we have a committee with all the standing members in that committee, and it gets to be escalated via the technical committee of the board to our board, and ultimately to the minister, because the board of TCTA reports back to the Minister of Water Affairs. So there's clear monitoring of the project from that point of view, the involvement of the department in terms of what is happening with the implementation of the project. So I think that is really what we're trying to emphasize in this slide. If I may move on to the next slide.
So you're saying this engineer who sits in the CCTA also sits in the project committee?
Yes. They allocated, it was Mr. Crocombe, now it's Skirt, you know, it depends. There was also Mr. Mloyi, and it's now Skirt, so it's different. But what I wanted to also indicate on the, and before we also used to have the CFO of the department in our board, I think up to 2010 or thereabouts. So we had so many various representatives from the department at different projects, because the projects are not the same, they are standalone. It's not one engineer sitting in all the projects, it's different individuals. And again, on the finance, on ALCO, because it's more funding and debt management, the National Treasurer sits in that committee as well. And then they all report to the board, they are part of the board in any event, which reports to the minister. Okay. Now, moving on to the next slide, which is more the project packaging, what the CE was trying to explain. Now, let's take a case of, it's quite a busy slide, but that is really the essence of CCTA's model. If ESCOM, in this case, wants to put in a line, like it is the case, say in one of the power stations, the Duva power station, ESCOM can afford, you know, to pay for the water infrastructure, but it's not ESCOM's core business to implement water infrastructure. This is why they'll come to the department that we need water as soon as possible. Or Medupi is a good example. We need water, the enabling infrastructure. The department will direct to CTA, and that's when you see that block there that talks about CTA being funding, you know, the middle block. So I don't have the pointer. CTA is directed to implement. Is it a pointer? Okay. TCTA is directed. Now, so that is the relationship. That water supply agreement is entered into between the Department of Water Affairs and ESCOM. So TCTA has facilitated that arrangement. But on the back of that agreement, you also have the water income agreement between TCTA and the department. You know, because TCTA now needs to raise funds, which needs to be repaid through that water supply agreement that was entered into with ESCOM in this case. So that is really the arrow that you are trying to implement. Sorry, to indicate that in lieu of the water supply, there will be the water income flowing from the end user to the Department of Water Affairs, and the Department of Water Affairs will pass on that capital, that amount of the tariff that relates to debt payment to TCTA. This is what Zandile was trying to explain. Out of the revenue that has been collected, 3.7 or whatever number it was, gets passed on to TCTA because it needs to repay the debt that TCTA has raised in the market. So that is the arrangement. So that's what we are trying to illustrate today. And again, before even we raise funding, there's lots that needs to go in. I mean, it takes a lot to the structuring. I won't be too technical about it.
Yes.
But also, what I want to do. Yeah, no, it's fine. I don't want to be too technical. But the most important part, the operations and maintenance, CCTA does not operate and maintain the scheme that is implemented. The scheme is operated by, again, the department. So this is why, you know, as you are convincing the funders that this project will be implemented, our role doesn't end there. We also need to ensure that this infrastructure will be properly maintained. Obviously, the department is part of the negotiation, part of the discussion, because they signed the documentation, and they agreed to operate and maintain the scheme. So after 20 years, once the debt is retired, you will not see that asset in CCTA. It has to revert back to the department, because that is their asset. We were just holding the asset for the purposes of raising funding. So that's basically what it is. So the rest is so technical, I don't need to go through that, but it was just to emphasize the point of the relationship between the Department of Water Affairs and CCTA. And throughout this process, the department is involved. As we go to National Treasury, we do that via the department. We don't do it, you know, as CCTA. We put the proposal to the department, who then routes it to the National Treasury. That's how it works. Now, the next slide is just the current directives that we have that are under construction. We have others. I mean, I spoke about the Best Water Project in LHWT. They are not under construction. This is why we don't have them in the slide. We only put the ones which are under implementation as we speak. The first step is almost finished. I mean, they, you know, it's supposed to be completed by end of this month.
This is just to know what they are.
Okay. I'll just give you the background.
They have hyperlinked.
Oh, okay. It's fine. I can assist you without also reading too many details. The FRESAP project, the off-taker of this project is a project that was implemented for Sasol and Eskom. It's a project for Sasol and Eskom. It delivers water to the power station in Secunda, the Secunda plant. So it's taking water from Val River to the FRESAP system. Then there's a pipe that is delivering water to Sasol as well as to power station of Eskom. So that is the power station that is getting water from CCTA from this project. But in full, it's a Val River augmentation scheme, you know, so it's a long way. Then the WhatsApp one, the next one, again, the off-taker in this case being the user is solely for Eskom. Eskom is, wanted to put another pipeline for the Duva line, taking water also from the fresh Komati system to Duva, because currently they are sitting with the risk. They only have one line. Now, if they have to maintain that line, it means there will be no water flowing to the Duva power station, so they need to have a backup kind of a line, you know, in order for them to be able to shut down one line and be able to continue the operation. So that is another project that we're implementing. It's solely for Eskom. It's for Eskom only. Again, the next project is the Moyimgeni transfer scheme, which is slightly different. It goes to the, you know, the off-takers, they are about four municipalities in KZN, largely, they are actually six, but it's four who will be paying the bill, because the large composition of it, it's Ethekwini municipality, Mtunduzi, Mkungundlovu, and Kitonke, Ilembe, Uku, the thing.
The northern part.
This is part of the northern part, Ilembe. Ilembe municipality, the Kitonke municipality, and Uku municipality. And those are the ones who will pay the big three, the big four. Uku, Kitonke, Etegwini, and Mkumundo. And Mkumundo. So it's slightly different. It's for the social users. Social is not social, but it's for the domestic users, of course, and the industrial users, because it's through the municipality. And then the other one, Mukolo one, this is again the project that is implemented in Medupi Power Station, where there's Medupi construction. Medupi needs to have this enabling infrastructure up and running. Medupi Power Station, Lipalale, in Elizabeth. Now, the off-takers there is Eskom, Exaro, because Exaro is supplying the coal to Eskom. So it's Medupi, Eskom, and 25% of it is Lipalele municipality. So there are three off-takers there. Now, the difference here is that on the 25% of the municipality, the department has provided the funding for that. The 25% is coming from the Department of Water Affairs for the municipality's portion, and then the 75% for Exaro and Eskom has been raised from the bank, with borrowed money from the bank. Okay, then we have the Olifant bulk distribution scheme. The Olifant is the one that you may be aware of. It was initially meant to benefit both. It's meant to benefit both the mines and the social through the municipalities. But now we've had challenges in raising the commercial funding for the mine portion. Now, as a result, we are going back to the drawing board in terms of negotiations with the mines. So that aspect of rolling out the entire infrastructure, the bulk distribution, because we have the T-Walk dam, which has already been constructed by the department construction team through the fiscals. Now you need the bulk distribution infrastructure to take water from the T-Walk. Now where we are, we've had, as I said, challenges in raising the funding from the capital market for a number of reasons. But however, what was decided was that there is a line that is going to GenFirst, which is a 2C, to supply the communities in the neighbor flow too. So let's continue with that aspect of the 2C project in order to also meet the demand for 2014. That is the 2C project. They might be linked with 2D. But the other portion, we are going back, the mines are still there, they need water. We are re-looking into the entire reconfiguration of the funding model for the other aspects of the project. Then we have also the LHWP2. As I indicated earlier on, the LHWP, where we are getting water from Gauteng, from the Sutu, the phase two of the project is also underway, although we haven't started the construction, but we're still discussing with the National Treasurer on the funding model of that project. So basically, and it won't have any social aspects. So those are the projects that are the physical infrastructure not yet, but the funding structuring is what is currently happening, being discussed with the National Treasurer to come to a conclusion before we can raise funding. It's going to be fun, but yeah, this is a very conservative number. This was the feasibility study number and in terms of 2008 numbers. What we have put in the paper is about 12 billion. 12 billion, 11.9 12 billion with the financial charges. So this is very conservative number, but it's from the feasibility study. So, Chairperson, I think that's it for TCTA. That we should emphasize for now.
Okay, I think that maybe, I'm sure the other page is about the progress report, also maybe we should, maybe focus on the project. Thank you very much, I'll say on your behalf.
No, thank you.
Because it's a post on a post, also, of course, there's no productivity.
want to know from the department what measurements are in place to make sure or to enhance the whole process to get those vacancies filled, so that firstly the money can be spent productively, and secondly that the job that I think urgently be needed by the department can be rendered. Otherwise you will get a cycle, you know, where if we don't do something extra, something better, there might be a process that might occur of not getting these posts filled in time, and of course if I get it's a network of loss of productivity and money out of the economy and not getting back to the economy. So I just want to know what special measurements are there for the
future. Thank you very much.
I just want to get to the impact I don't want to assume that because you were transferred, money to the government, therefore there is money for control. So if you can briefly say, like, because your transfer form has also 91%. Now, how much is that money of the government has been transferred? Because there's a difference between spending and transfer. And I don't believe that you can, when you are doing your report, you can just include transfer without having to see the spending stuff from the government. That's one. And then, 2012. Your budget has been revised by the third of you. 2011 from 9.7 billion to 8.8 billion. What is wrong with that? Why do you think so that it can revise your budget downward? The test, the department has sent 36%, 36.3% to her budget in 9 months. That is in the first quarter. And then, at the end of the fourth quarter, the department has spent more than what it could spend. In 9 months, you are at 91% of the total.
So it's almost the same amount that we spend in 9 months, and we spend the same amount in 3 months.
Can you explain that? exactly where has this money, how has this spent, where has it gone to? What is that budget of 50-50? Does it mean that they don't have a budget for what happens? If they do, what does it do? What is that it does that you cannot do? I do know that when you have no, where I understand it is that when somebody comes in with something that has not been budgeted, then you go out, the CCCA go out and borrow money. I don't know something. So I'm so from the question that I'm asking, do you correct me and give me the right answer? I really don't know how to handle it.
Not quantified, as well as the public expenditure.
there's no figure that was mentioned. What is it? Because all the irregular expenditure has to be regularized. I don't know what process has already followed the department to either regularizing or condoning or who condoning or coming to parliament. So the figure is not mentioned in those two figures. Just wonder if you could clarify what it is. On the financial the auditing aspect, you say the department there was a qualification. There was a qualification or a disclaimer. I'm not sure if it was a qualification or a disclaimer. If you could just explain to me that. And just reading the things that you were mentioning that resulted in qualification. That some of the magnitude of them may have warranted the type of a serious opinion. And then the trading account, I mean the transfer calendar issue. When I was smiling, said, let me be clear why I was smiling, that's one of them.
Okay.
I was trying to figure out in my head what is the total debt that we're talking about in terms of this factor. I know it's not part of this, but there must be a quantification of the total debt that we have incurred either for ESCOM or what, because at the end of the day the state becomes a guarantor. And the call back for payment if it's non-compliance, then at the end of the day, the treasury has to come back and there. Now, I was thinking about the toll road outstanding toll. That's why I was smiling when now when you were looking at me. So, now I'm just why I want. So I was thinking that at some point we need to have the cage that tells us in terms of the total commitment that we have, because the user principle that we're speaking about is a catch later in terms of the user. Now who's the user? Is the people in Limpopo and the people there in Bushwaffle, the one that we have not been transferring money. So the reason I'm asking that particular question is that it worries me every day. It worries me every day, this issue, because I think it's not much clear and not much protected in terms of the implication of it, in terms of that very same legal principle issue. The third associated to that is the issue about the mining and the non-agreement entered into. It's a drag-on issue, that issue. I know that the last time we had engagement in the department, there was outstanding issues, the treasury intervened. Is there likelihood that we're going to get into an agreement that may cushion this dark cloud that is hanging around this in terms of mine? My understanding when we were having the discussion, the mines were reluctant, they were talking about the economy in the country, they were raising whole big issues. That is a block for signing that agreement. I know that they will go back to the drawing board in terms of litigation. Some point here, because we're dealing with the budget, we must declare this thing on the table. Let's talk openly about the problem so that we don't give need to know, because they catch up with us. And I would like to know right up front what's the catch later. So that's the likelihood question I'm asking in respect to that particular question. Because the non-coming to the party implication continues to grow in terms of the user principle, user pay principle that comes in. Because you have to pay the debt. Somebody has to bring the money to pay the debt. So that's really, then the vacancy issue worries me as well. I don't know at this department, but there was an explanation that it's a less attractive. That is a barrier to filling vacancies. I don't understand what that means.
I don't have, maybe it's a shorthand, I don't know on the origin. If you can maybe help me to understand it, because you say that's a problem that we have. So if it is that problem, is the likelihood that we are going to fill in the vacancy in a short to medium term? But if it's a non-attractive, then there's a problem, then something else must be done. Now, I don't know whether something else is to deviate from the normal descriptions of treasury around what is allocated for a post in order to attract a particular skill, shared skill. So I don't know, but maybe in terms of speaking about what that is, maybe you have the 209 million unexpenditure. Is that got to do with the same issue of the pipe, the extra pipe that we it has been a grab on issue in Andoni? Is it part of that? And if it's so, is there likelihood that the contract or has a change or delay that in the financial year we're getting into, we're going to have a proper expenditure account of that particular question. Those few questions before we get into the budget, I want to pause there, but there is another question that troubles me. We don't see this happening quite often because of the portfolio committee. There are issues that are fairly outstanding issues that we have left hanging, that we have promised information, including what we asked some time back about what is the B plan. There was a debate that there's a livelihood that the mines are not going to come onto the board, onto the table. But we asked the department, what's the new plan in the event that doesn't happen? Because I think the department was looking for probably about 16 billion at that point. And the issue is that if the mine doesn't come on board, what is going to be a B plan to get this money? And we were informed that there's a document going to the Minister for Cabinet for signing, which contains a B plan for this fundraising, if you like, that the plan the department has given to the table. Somehow, maybe in the near future, if we could, because there's a lot of BG and other acting, I don't quite remember, but it was a lady that promised that this plan was about to go to Parliament, so not executive for signing, as a B plan, how we're going to get the money. But we were worried about the pipe and non-agreement and commitment. So maybe you will help us. How far the also that forensic work? There was a forensic that the doctor later talked about when we had the discussion about the Mongolia dam and a whole lot of other things. The scope issue and a whole lot of issues there that resulted in 200 and something million commission. So sir, that's I know I'm not going to get a second chance, so I thought I must sit and some of them they may answer them in writing, I don't know, but let's put them into the basket.
Now the question must be, the likelihood that they might not be a second time because of the nature of the question. Now if I can refer to you that Dr. Rachel is now waiting for
Thank you, Chair. Only three short questions before I spin the budget. What is the state of backlog in the water use license? What is the backlog rate? I know we raised that question last time. And then another thing that I raised last time, that is the Stombie Fontaine Dam in Sierra. I will give you some detail later because I got the impression that the last time I will receive an answer after now I didn't receive any. Stombie Fontaine Dam in Sierra. What is the position now? Because as I mentioned last time, about job creation for about 300 people. And it's not money involved, it's only a year since it's finished 2007, 42 compared overseas. And my information is that the provincial department support it, there's no money involved, it's only a question for the department to say what to say. If I can get this, and I most certainly you will get it today, but then we can get it the next day or two, or three, I will get it. That's because otherwise we will discuss it. But then my other question is water to local government. I heard that 90 million rand was, and I'm not sure to lay that on the budget, 90 million were allocated for Marshall Bay for purification, am I right? Purification of water. Now, is that already paid out or where is that on the budget? And then the other question about is how many people according to the stats of the department is not in a position to have water. Because I know I think you put the dam other the dam you mentioned 30,000
Yeah, not the other one.
How many people, according to your set, are still not in water? You can just give us an indication. And what is the other project you have? What other projects, big projects, are there in the pipeline that will create some positive views from other people? And then my last thing is, I think that is already said, that's the one of the mine. The work. You know, we were there 2 years ago, Chair, I think, for the first one. And we still got that license. You know, and I think the time is, if you look, the owners of that mine, where are they staying? They're not even staying in South Africa. But they are going to, they come here and they make a big noise, and I think it's time that we finalize now this one. And I agree with what the Polytechnic Commission. We cannot carry on every year and wait. And then, perhaps that's the last one. Where did you allocate money for any court cases? Because you get under administration. Today's court cases.
You say that under administration?
For court case, is that under
legal fees would be under
legal.
That's about the big project that you were asking about, you were saying other than the one that they couldn't get here.
Yeah.
And I thought we started from the control. Yeah, I will tell you.
Certification of expenditure and others.
what criteria did you use to appoint those people who are going to start school? And then, again, do you think you have enough to look at the present budget to ask for a certain allocation? And where do you think the budget should go? I don't think you need the budget or what. We think this budget. Do you think you have the people right qualified who will to the budget? And then otherwise, where do you think this budget should genuinely go? Because we don't assist us. I think one of the men here and the others refer to this cycle of not saving some, but it will be the same thing. Where do you think this kind of debt is carrying? This budget should actually go, while men are still saving these people or doing whatever you think you do to correct the situation. And the lady who represented mentioned healing. How far? She said they also make sure that you have the right skills. I think that's what you referred to, something like that. How does this skill augment the other sections within the department?
A small question in relation to forward looking. I know that Uganda spoke about that somebody has been appointed to do the budget analysis, looking forward so that they are able to put a finger on their spending. Now, I just want to check, the last time we met with you, there was an issue that we did not have required committee in the supply chain management. There was no committee that deals with the adjudication. There were three committees that did not exist in the department, if you remember the last time we did. I'm just trying to check, forward looking. Has that now been established? I think it was the adjudication committee. It was also a committee that deals with the certification, or voting about the certification. That there was a inspection there that was doing everything, about including everybody in the planning, and the question of the evaluation. So I'm just trying to check whether that is now being constituted to this committee.
I need to understand that it's not enough to be the expansion of the program.
many connotations. One of the connotations, the lack of capacity of the person doing work and lack of no alignment, understanding, and budgeting, and just that thing. So that you know, you know, all the questions that you know, are coming up.
Thank you, Chair. I'm just a voice of your former cell phone. I'm from the Karoo, therefore my question. What are the reasons for the poor spending on the borrow project? I may see last year. And then again the borrow project, is that under, where did I get this on this budget? Where is it? Is that on the regional project?
Yeah.
On regional project?
Yeah.
And what is the increase there now on that? If I get increase on the borrow project. Because I know that's a big issue in the Karoo and in the regional area. You know, I think that, I think we must put a lot of focus on this money. If necessary, I will invite the party to come and support.
Thank you very much, which is that's why you brought this meeting, so that you can be able to do this question. But to me, if you believe it, I will answer and emphasize on some of the questions that for me. For the thing, the colleagues have raised that and I think that the amount to
mean, if it does not give us this 40% that has been spent in what creation, it cannot. We have to do now, we have to do proper calculations, arithmetic, 1 plus 1, 12 and 9, 30 million, all those amounts that are spent by our friend here. Can you show the project that clearly you could do, I mean the project that you couldn't do in 9 months, or the project that you were able to do in 3 months, new project? I'm not convinced, I mean we are not convinced. I heard the questions of different companies. Clearly we are not convinced that this money has in your intervention, for instance, you were saying you're raising, not intervention, some of the challenges. You're raising the issues of delay of tender and now and how you're going to remedy that. Manager being made responsible and what. How far is this are we doing the right diagnosis, exactly as to why we understand? Because we're going to understand next year, okay? We're going to understand with this approach. You know, I think that I did indicate, or we did indicate to you this is when you the example that you make, for instance, is unfortunately there is a perception that the provinces are understanding, the national departments are doing well. And as a result, the signal revenue says for all the infrastructure departments that want to spend on infrastructure, it gives certain dates. By June, applications have been done. By October, the project planning and everything should be in place. I don't know what is the last, what you call the time frame that is put. So that it meant that come the 1st of April, people should be able to work. But the report that we have in here, is not saying that it's saying to have the planning in the first on the first, I mean from the first of April, some of the planning takes place. But in fact, if you you know now, we all know sitting here, we have got a figure here, especially to the next to have the figure of how much you're likely to get next year. The baseline you know now, today we are sitting here. In May, you know what you're going to get next year. That planning is not happening like that. Because the reason why we're finding ourselves in this situation or yourself in this situation is because there's no planning. You're not planning at the right time. So you can't tell us what is preparation now are you doing for the next year. You should be telling us those preparations so that we don't find ourselves in the situation where we are told that people or the delay in tender. No, for Mr. Darman, you're saying the bid committee is not there, it does not exist. And this department, it is a department that is an infrastructure department. It's supposed to have, there can't be a situation where you say the bid committee does not exist. It means that it's well not in yourself. Difficult, I mean, running your work difficult to what you call it to really, the first thing that we ask the man to this department and to this department, does this MPF work
or should the department or should government do away with it? Because this was downplayed, it is there so that people are not surprised by how much are they going to pay the following year. But the department, they work as if they don't know what is going to happen. Every year. And if you were to ask now for 2012, 2011, what has been done from the 1st of April up to now? In the project that we are supposed to be here in Marseille, have they been what progress has been made from the 1st of April? In fact, I don't know, another thing, if you were part of the budget on the department. If you,
thank you very much for the aftercare in the evening. I was there, I listened to the chairperson of the committee, and clearly the outcome. And maybe what we're not saying is exactly what are we doing. And this challenge is a result of
planning. But where this challenge is and nothing further, we need to assist us, you know? We want to find ourselves in a situation where we must believe. Because this system is an open 91%. It is made to be it's not real. Let's be honest. It's not real. Because, I mean, if we really were to take time and focus and put down all other things that we needed to and focus elsewhere, where was the 40% spent between January and March? You cannot going to be able to point to us that the 40% was spent on this thing. So I'm saying this intervention, they should address that. That planning is starting, not only for 2012, for next year. So that next year we don't find ourselves in a situation where, we repeat. We have one member. This one of the thoughts was very beautiful, and I joined this community. You know, Nisma, all the time that you are active and you're thinking of helping with this problem, you know.
But why should you also call your attention to this problem?
You're not a new department. You do have to remain to them and work with the new department, but also themselves. And then the question that honorable members raised about the appointment of the report, your test for the report says, and also, I mean, this presentation says today, you couldn't do other things because of lack of staff in other areas. The president tells the country that all the posts that are, what is the word? So, not taken, but are funded. Must be filled. And tomorrow, the Public Service Commission will be reporting, not to us, but to the Portfolio Committee they will be reporting to the Portfolio Committee on Public Service on the progress that has been made. Now, all this is made so that we can say the skill that we shot off is still. Now, please, just tell us that I don't want to stand there on the podium and propose that the budget of the water must also be approved. But I don't know the plan of the how is water affairs really going to deal with the trend? What are these remedies? Any good intervention, sir?
But
this is our doctor.
We went to and with the Mr. Natalia of the Laboratory to test it.